This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In our own mind. Hello. Welcome to the three-hour extravaganza known as the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria saying hello to the folks that listen in Macon, Georgia, and Eugene, Oregon, K-U-G-N, Rockford, Illinois, Tallahassee, Evansville, the areas of Wisconsin that are indescribably delicious. Let's see, up in Anchorage and areas all around Alaska. West Virginia checking in. Ever been to Wheeling, West Virginia? There's a neat bridge when you go into Wheeling. Anybody been there but me?
I have not.
No.
Oh, you missed a big. This is the. I'm talking about big time. This is cute. It's a cute little town. So hello to folks listening around the country. Welcome to our study of what's going on Tuesday, January the 24th. Let's flash back 64 years ago to a very important birthday. Lucy! Lucy, are you home? Where's Jennifer when it comes to this?
It's my favorite show ever.
I have goosebumps when I hear this thing.
And it's not Lucy, are you home? It's Lucy, I'm home.
Okay. Well.
And by the way,
yes?
One of the things he said was never actually that we know him for, and that may be it. It was never uttered on the show.
What was that?
What? Lucy, I'm home.
He never said that?
There was something, one of his taglines, I'll have to look it up, that we always say that Desi said that he actually never said. Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
He must be a politician.
Maybe.
Okay, so the reason that we are playing the theme from I Love Lucy is because today is the birthday of little Ricky Ricardo, even though it wasn't Ricky Ricardo. It wasn't Ricky because Lucy and Desi decided they did not, when they had their real baby, they didn't want their baby on the screen. I suppose there are obvious reasons for that. So they cast a wide net in search of a set of similar-looking twins, and they found them in 15-month-old Joe and Mike Meyer, who were in a group called the Twins Club around at that time. They were from Idaho. And I'm looking at a picture of them right now. They are 64 years old today. And they live in Emmett, Idaho. They made their television debut in an episode called No Children Allowed, which aired on April 20th, 1953. And how many times since then? Jennifer, you've been watching I Love Lucy since you were a little kid. You love I Love Lucy. You're our expert. How many times do you think each episode has aired in one way or another around the world?
Oh, gosh. Probably millions of times at this point, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, there is a... I think when you look at this picture, I'm looking at a picture of Lucy holding the baby. And by the way, at that time, and even today, when young children are in movies or television shows, they go out of their way to find twins because the labor laws don't allow babies to be on the set for that long. So
really,
if you're
going
to keep going, if you're going to keep going, you got to have two at least. But when you think about a baby, not all babies look the same. Why do you have to have twins? Think about it. First, I bet you if we looked at a picture of Victoria when she was 2 months old and a picture of Jennifer when she was 2 months old, you'd think you were looking at the same person.
Yeah, but I looked
really
sure.
Asian. So
you looked Asian?
Yes.
You really?
I was going to say, I thought we were both very super cute, so maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, right, people thought I was adopted, cute. So I don't know that one would
really
work. Yes.
Oh, anyway. Joe and Mike got $150 a week for acting, and they came out. It was just kind of neat. They also were in a movie with Henry Fonda called Yours, Mine, and Ours. And I'm looking at the picture of them now. They had a wonderful life, and nobody paid any attention to them. One of them went to Caltech. The other one went to a computer art school. They got an accounting degree. It's just kind of neat to see where they are. But they are retired. Can you imagine that? Two guys that played babies on the I Love Lucy show. Now grown men and are retired. I just thought that was kind of a fun thing to stumble upon.
Yeah.
In an era when we were so so wrapped up with a lot of other things. I have a study in front of me, ladies, about senses of humor. And as I was looking through the results of this, I was thinking about your sense of humor, Jennifer's sense of humor, and Victoria's sense of humor. I guess in a manner of speaking, my own sense of humor. Some people think I'm a little warped. I'm not sure. I think this
Who
is good news.
Who are those people?
Yeah, right. Let's get to those people. This may be good news for everybody. This study comes from the journal Cognitive Processing, where a team of shrinks found that people who have a dark sense of humor, the kind of humor that treats sinister subjects like death and disease and deformity and handicaps and that sort of thing as a bitter amusement, those people have a very big IQ. Those people are very smart. It's a sign of intelligence to have a dark sense of humor. Let's see, how many people involved in this study? About 156 people, ages 33 to 76. Average age of 33. 76 women and the rest men, rating their comprehension and enjoyment of 12 black humor cartoons taken from The Black Book by Uli Stein. I don't know that book. Does anybody know the book, The Black Book?
I do not.
No. Okay. Anyway, so the participants completed basic tests of their verbal and nonverbal IQ, answered questions about their mood, their tendencies, their educational background, that kind of stuff. The subjects who scored highest on both verbal and nonverbal intelligence were the most likely to say that they got a joke that came about when somebody was telling a joke about somebody who got killed or somebody who died of some horrible disease or, you know, any of those sort of morbid topics. And I was thinking about whether the two of you had that sort of sense of humor. Jennifer, more likely than Victoria, in my experience. Jennifer's got a great sense of humor. Victoria's got a good sense of humor. But I wonder what the... Let's see if we can figure this out here. Let's come up with an example. I don't know if we can do this, though, if I ask for something that's funny that has to do with morbidity or sadism or something that's really horrible.
I don't think you know my full sense of humor.
I probably don't.
Yeah.
No,
which
so
is,
give me
yeah,
an example
which is understandable.
Of... Let's hear your... how far out can you go when it comes to having something? And can you just perform on the spur of the moment? Okay, Victoria, tell us something funny.
No, but I can give you an example that might summarize it. Okay. But whenever I laugh at something... that I probably shouldn't laugh at. Whenever someone goes, ooh, too soon, I'm the one laughing. Does that make sense? When other people kind of wince and go, ooh, it's a little too soon for that, I'm the one going, well, it's actually really funny. So I think I've always been known for having a little bit of a twisted sense.
Twisted
of, you know,
mind.
Inappropriate sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I can get that. Jen, what about you?
I think Jen is just really funny and likes things that are really funny.
Mm-hmm. I do. I like to. Life is way too serious, and no matter how we navigate through it, it's like my mission in life to find like the ridiculous and the funny pieces of it, because I think it's the only way to survive. So, you know, as Victoria said, I will laugh at things that are probably inappropriate a little too soon. I love physical comedy. I just don't like people who attempt to be funny that are not. I like, right. if you're gonna put forth the effort to actually look like you're trying to be funny, it better pay off. If not, I love organic funny, because I think that there's a lot of stuff that just happens naturally in
organic
life or when
great,
you're talking
right?
with someone that are just funny that you can enjoy rather than forcing it.
I think maybe if we, who do you like as a comedian? Because I think that also makes a big difference. Like, who do you think is really funny as a comedian?
Who do I think? Comedians are hard for me because that's very put on. And so that's why I probably, when you see me laughing at or talking about how much I love Lucy, even though it was put on, her physical comedy always seemed to happen naturally and organically.
She was great.
as far as stand-up comics, I mean, I love the old SNL casts, like the ones during the late 70s, early 80s. I think they were very funny. Modern-day comics.
Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger.
Yeah.
Pepsi, Pepsi, yeah. Pepsi.
Those were that was like the classic. I think modern-day comics... gosh, I used to like What's-His-Face, but I don't think he's that funny anymore. The cute guy that just disappeared. What was his name?
The cute guy.
The Burger King guy. Oh, gosh. You know who I'm talking about.
Burger King guy.
Did the Burger King
He did movies
King
for a while, and now he's just totally gone. He vanished.
You mean Dane Cook?
Thank you. He was funny for a little while. Adam Sandler has always made me laugh. I don't know if we consider him a stand-up comic.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
I love, and you'll laugh because you think it goes to my country roots, but I really do like the redneck comedy, and I think I like it so much because it reminds me of my family and my roots on my mom's side, so it... You know, there's something relatable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I'm not a big stand-up person, to be honest.
Right.
No, I don't think it is. We know how. We've tried those people over the years, like so many other morning programs have. I just don't think they're fun.
No, I do love improv. Like, the Whose Line Is It Anyway gang? Like, Ryan Stiles and Drew Carey. Like, I love those guys.
See, I'm the opposite. Improv and SNL and like all the sketch comedy, like I never laugh at it. Just doesn't. It's maybe too physical. Doesn't do anything for physical comedy. Doesn't reach me. But I like the best stand up that I've ever seen. Well, two. Joan Rivers live was the best thing I've ever seen, and it's dark, and I laughed my butt off. And Dave Attell is also very dark, and I think he's the funniest stand-up working today. So I guess I have the typical New York Jewish dark sense of humor. I think that I guess that's how I would describe my humor.
Even though you're
to.
From New Jersey and you're Irish, it's okay.
No, but I mean I've been in New York for 12 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean
no,
it's
I
that
mean.
It's that that's how they would describe that sense of humor. Yeah. I think Joan Rivers did actually call it that. So
yeah, she did.
Yeah, that would be more.
And by the way, I do think Joan Rivers
is amazing.
Yeah.
So who do you like, Doug?
I don't like many, if not most. I'm with Jennifer when you come to the old Saturday Night Live crew. They were really funny to the point. I don't find myself laughing a lot at things like that. I find myself, I'm a chuckler. I'm not, well, every once in a while I'll come out with a really big laugh. You've heard me come out with really big laughs on rare occasions. But I'm a chuckler. I may be too serious sometimes to appreciate abundant humor, but I think it takes a lot, and I'm not into black humor at all, and I think what maybe gets me going in terms of laughing is something that will happen that is that I'm close to. I laugh about the things that happen on this program that are really funny. I laugh about things that happen to me in my personal life, but I don't think I look at people who try to be professionals at this as being funny. I don't. Amy Schumer, the first time I heard her, before she was really vulgar, actually I thought she could push a few buttons of mine in terms of laughing about stuff. I thought Jay Leno, every once in a while Jay Leno would make me laugh. Carson would make me laugh probably more. And every once in a while I think to myself, if I'm watching something and I do laugh, I notice that it's not over the top, but I do pay attention to when I chuckle, and I'm more likely to be a chuckler than not. But it takes a lot, frankly, to get me going when it comes to artificial. That's what I call it, artificial humor. But I will remember I went to when I was in college when Johnny Carson was getting started. I was a senior, and the lady that I was dating when I was a senior and I just had got my car. We drove up to Cleveland to see Johnny Carson perform, and it was one of the funniest I remember it. I mean, can I listen, look at how far long ago it was, and I remember it and thought this was it was so funny. He was, and Leno can be very funny too, but most of the other guys that are at it, nah. So there you go, boys and girls, food for thought. 21 after the hour here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby.
This was the last number one song that the King had. Elvis's Moody Blue. I've always liked this song. Crank it up, Gary, will you?
Tuesday, when Tuesday comes, she's Wednesday. To another day again. Her personality aligns just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's what I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. She's a complicated lady. So call her my baby, a moody blue.
You're near to no longer.
Oh, moody blue.
But still, this is Elvis, as he was beginning to deteriorate, the song, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 73, 74, 70. I was still a jock when I played this. What, you have a date with it, Kara? I forgot to ask you that before. If we have
I know this one doesn't, but I was going to look it up.
Yeah, it's okay. Not important to the story. This is our musical portion of each hour, focusing on some music news. A bunch of protesters are suing Elvis Presley's estate and the city of Memphis for discrimination. They claim that they were prohibited from entering into a vigil, a Presley vigil. It was a federal civil rights lawsuit. Members of the Coalition of Concerned Citizens, which is an offshoot of the Black Lives Movement, according to the Associated Press anyway, attempted to stage a protest at Graceland last year during the candlelight vigil marking his death in August. Kara, can you turn that down just a bit? The Coalition of Concerned Citizens revealed plans to stage a protest called Operation Blue Suede Shoes at the vigil because Graceland represents the tremendous disparity of what works for a few that doesn't work for many. The protests were in response to a pair of police shootings on blacks in Minnesota and Louisiana. The group protested at Graceland a month earlier, causing traffic problems. So I don't get the connection here. What am I missing? Why are they upset at Graceland? They want to have a protest there because of the shooting of two black police officers. Okay, I get that we ought to be. I mean, the shooting of two black Americans. But why Elvis? Is there something here?
I don't know what it's necessarily. Well, I don't know that it's necessarily Elvis, except maybe that Elvis was white. I mean, they said in a
well, I'm white too. We're gonna have a protest outside my house.
No, but I'm saying what in you know, Graceland's in a not so great part of Memphis, and
it is it's a horrible area of Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think their whole thing is they said Graceland represents the tremendous disparity of what works for a few and what doesn't work for the many. I think it's a stupid thing to target Elvis
or
Graceland.
I'm so tired of these
because Graceland and Elvis certainly, you know.
There's so many.
It has nothing to do with racial tension.
It really doesn't. No, it has nothing to do with anything. These people need to get away.
I mean, from the little bit that I know of Elvis,
Elvis was the least prejudiced guy that you would
right.
ever.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's so inappropriate.
He was such a fan of the scene, right?
Absolutely.
He loved gospel music and.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people
they picked the wrong white guy.
Were black.
Yeah. You could pick a lot of white guys, but not Elvis.
Not Elvis. It's stupid. It was just that's just plain stupid. They don't know their audience. You see, that's the so you know suing those people is asinine. The whole thing is asinine. There are appropriate places to vent, appropriate places to present that idea, which has merit on its own, but to go after. That scene at that time is so inappropriate and moronic. It just makes no sense.
Agree.
I hope they lose big time in their suit. 28 past the hour here at DJB's headquarters.
That's all right. That's all right.
Exercise your way to an answer. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed a flood of ideas rushing through your mind after you exercise? If you have, you're not alone. When you exercise, it's kind of like oil for your mind. So in a way, it lubricates your brain to prepare it to fire on all cylinders. Actually, what exercise really does is enhance connectivity in the brain. In other words, as you're exercising, your brain is awake, alert, and different areas are communicating with one another at optimal levels. So, if you ever find yourself stuck for an answer about what to do, take some time to step away from your problem and exercise. You might just be surprised at what answers surface when you're not struggling to think of a solution. For more on exercise and psychology, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, but you'll take the credit. My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Wow, listen to that. 34 after the hour. I don't even know what that is. Anybody know this tune?
I do. This is TLC. Hello.
Is it? TLC, Tender Loving Care.
Or T-Buzz, Left Eye, and Chili.
T-Buzz, Left Eye, and Chili?
Left Eye.
T-Buzz?
Yeah.
Really?
Left Eye is no longer on the planet.
And where do these people come from?
Oh, big, like, female hip-hop R&B band from the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A female, it seems oxymoronic, a female hip-hop group from the 90s.
Yep, and then Left Eye actually passed away probably around 2000, somewhere in there, and so they didn't have, they took a break, but I actually saw them on tour. They opened for New Kids on the Block, yeah, that's right, last summer, which was great, and they were fantastic, yeah, still in great shape. Dancing around.
Now, we were talking about black humor in the last half hour. There's something inside of me that wants to find a bit of black humor here, and I'm not sure what it is. You know,
well, I mean, Left Eye, before she left us, she burned down her boyfriend's house. So
oh, nice.
That was Chili, actually.
Yeah.
The one that's still alive.
Why would she call Black
No,
Left
Eye got arrested for that. Oh, yeah.
No, I thought it was her.
No, Chili's like normal, and then she dated Usher, and then he cheated, and then she left him.
He did, yeah.
We know
way
too much.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe it was Left Eye that burnt the house down. She was dating a football player.
She was a little cray. Yeah.
She was a little what?
Cray. Crazy.
Oh. I love the lingo here. A little cray. Speaking of a little cray, did we find James Whale yet? Kara, where are we on that whole...
He seems to be a busy guy.
Is he? Well, he
yeah,
is a busy
just getting
guy.
A busy tone.
Really? All right, well, we'll find him. In the meantime, the weirdest thing, maybe you'll consider this to be amusing, the battle between Sean Spicer and Dippin' Dots ice cream. Dippin' Dots
are... Did you hear about this, Jen?
Little,
not until I saw her prep.
The tiny bite-sized pieces of ice cream... the ice cream of the future, they call themselves. Apparently, then the target of press secretary Sean Spicer, going back a few years, Dippin' Dots is not the ice cream of the future. Sounds very important. He circled back to the issue in September of 2011, saying, I think I've said this before, but Dippin' Dots are not the ice cream of the future. Okay, so let's get... Let's find out what the connection is between Sean Spicer and Dippin' Dots, Victoria. You seem to be
the world wants to know.
Yeah,
this is this is hilarious because the world is waiting. I mean, all of America, at least on Twitter, is trying to figure out what Sean Spicer has against Dippin' Dots because he also really likes Dippin' Dots. Mm-hmm. He was after he filed I think it was 2011. Dippin' Dots filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and so he once again tweeted that they ice cream of the past. He called them Dippin' Dots files for bankruptcy, and then in 2015 he was at a Washington Nationals game and he was wanted to eat Dippin' Dots, but they ran out of vanilla flavor, and then he went on Twitter again and said if Dippin' Dots was truly the ice cream of the future, they would not have run out of vanilla. So he likes Dippin' Dots, but he was angry
he's
with Dippin' Dots. He's very frustrated. And so yesterday, a letter that Dippin' Dots wrote to him went viral, and basically they said, hey, Sean, you know, we've seen your tweets, and we would like to be friends rather than foes. And they said, Dippin' Dots are made in Kentucky by hundreds of hardworking Americans, and we've enjoyed double-digit growth in sales for the past 3 years. That means we're creating jobs and opportunities. We hear that's on your agenda, too. We can even afford to treat the White House and the press corps to an ice cream social. What do you say? And then they said, we'll be sure to bring plenty of your favorite flavors. And so today on Twitter, a lot of people are wondering if Sean Spicer is going to allow Dippin' Dots to treat the White House
press
corps.
Could be the smartest PR move that they ever made.
Yeah.
I never heard of Dippin' Dots before. I wouldn't know what they were if I stumbled on top of them. Now I do, and
I do know what they are. Yeah, they're like little tiny little ice cream balls
in a vending machine. They literally look like the size of pearls. Like a pearl neck, like they're really, really little, and they come in different colors and flavors, and they come in these vending machines where you pick whatever flavors you want, and then they come out into the little cup. I guarantee you've seen them, you just don't know. They are
like,
everywhere.
A lot
forever.
Of times at carnivals and stuff, you can buy them too without, like they'll actually have people scooping and selling. But you know, it's funny that you brought,
I think has them too.
It's funny that you brought this story up because I was literally a little verklempt last week because I was chatting with Courtney in my office and she goes, we were talking about Dippin' Dots for some reason, and I realized I have never had a Dippin' Dot.
Neither I.
Like ever.
They're so good.
Yeah. Are they really that good? They don't look that good to me.
They're really, really good. And I know it's just a novelty because it's just sort of like regular ice cream, but in these tiny little dot forms. Mm. But they're really good.
All right. Speaking of Dippin' Dots.
On my bucket list.
One of my pals from England, who I'm sure is familiar with Dippin' Dots, he probably eats them every day. I know he has...
Well, that's his nickname, isn't it, Ducky?
What? James Whale? Dippin' Dots? Yes.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Dr. Whale. Your presence is... Okay, go ahead. What are you on to?
Okay, well, I haven't had any of that. It sounds quite nice. I quite like some. I'm sitting here on the high point overlooking the city of London. Canary Wharf is to my right. The city is straight in front of me. I'm on Blackheath. Do you know where Blackheath is?
I remember Blackheath, but I couldn't, if you asked me, isn't it by Waterloo? I want to say it's over by Waterloo.
No. It's the Hampstead of South London, and I can see in the distance the tallest building in Europe, the Shard, that sticks up like a shard of glass into the air about, I don't know, about 80, 90 floors high. Not very high as far as you guys are concerned, but there we are. Beautiful day. The sun is shining, a blue sky. The only thing, of course, we've got to worry about is that some idiots in this country voted to leave Europe and idiots in America voted in Trump. That's the only thing ruining my day.
Well, so you don't really have any problems at all to deal with. None whatsoever.
No. Well, right. Interestingly enough, just been a Supreme Court verdict that has come in. The government wanted to put Article 50 for us to leave Europe straight through, and then citizens took it to the High Court. They won the case to say that it has to be debated by our Parliament before it can be triggered, and this Supreme Court that they took it to cost us lots of money to take the course there, has just come back and said, no, they have to go to Parliament. So the government's lost again.
Now, my God, what an outrage. Wow. Okay, so James Whale is the most popular talk radio personality in England. He does a program, actually. You're not? Oh, who is?
No, I said bar none. No.
Oh, I thought you said, no, I'm not. Oh, no, of course.
No. I agree with you.
Most popular fellow.
Share a common language, but oh, so different.
Well, different in some ways. Our senses of humor may be a bit different. Yesterday, you invited me to come on your program to talk about the obvious, and I think I bested you. Don't you think I bested you yesterday in that conversation?
Oh, I can't remember that. How did you come to that conclusion?
you kept
he always
lying.
Thinks that. Yeah.
He wakes up thinking that.
James, let me introduce you to my two colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, are here on the program with me. I should probably have them talk to you because they are not used to having a conversation with you. Our conversations are replete with all kinds of silly things that get us no place. But maybe you would like to debate with these two ladies because one of them was for Trump and one of them was against Trump.
Yeah, I'm the idiot that you don't like.
Well,
I did a little Trump voting, I must say.
Yeah, as long as you listen, my dear good woman, as long as you realize that, then there is still hope.
So what is actually, this is a serious question because I've been following this, but what is the tone with Brexit? I mean, what's happening next? What's going on? Theresa May is meeting with Trump on Friday. So what's the inside scoop from you guys over there?
Well, Theresa May is meeting with Trump. I don't know why. I hit the headlines a few weeks ago when Nigel Farage, who, by the way, is a friend of mine, I don't agree with him politically, but he's a good bloke. He lives near me. We have a pint in the pub occasionally. He came on and I said to him, listen, our Prime Minister's going to meet Trump. Can you make sure that he behaves appropriately? And Nigel said, oh, of course. He said, I won't let him touch her at all. I'll be the, I shall be the adult there and make sure things go smoothly. And we had a bit of a laugh about this, and it's hit the headlines, and people are very upset that we should have made fun about either leader. But, hey, listen, we live in a democracy in a free world. We can take the mick out of anyone we like, can't we? if it wasn't so serious, of course, that a bunch of Americans, I'm surprised at you, madam, I really am, a bunch of Americans decided they would vote for a man who behaves in the most, well, he behaves like the rest of us, but the rest of us aren't trying to become the leader of the free world, are we?
I speak for yourself. I don't act like that, but I'd make a great leader of the free world.
Oh, Dougie. Who would want, I mean, it takes a special kind of narcissistic person to even want that position. I mean, I think most of us would rather just make our locker room comments to ourselves and not have them broadcast on TV. But, I mean, just really, James, to speak to it, my reasoning behind it is that words are words and actions are actions. And he tapped into a frustration in this country where a lot of people have felt left behind. They haven't felt very represented. They felt that the government was spending way too much of our money inappropriately. And he was kind of the blow-up vote. People voted him in because he wasn't necessarily a Democrat or a Republican. He had more of a populist message, as you probably saw in his inaugural address, where it was just, you know, stop doing stupid things. Stop wasting so much money. Now, do I think he's going to be an 8-year or 2-term president? You know, I don't know. I think he's going to be an active one, which is refreshing. A lot of, you know as well as I do, a lot of political people get into office and then they just sit there and rest on their laurels, and that definitely won't be Trump, I don't think.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a very similar situation to what we have here in Britain. I think a lot of people are set up and bored with the political classes who don't seem to do very much. A lot of them are very upset with the European Union. It's a very unwieldy organization. It needs modernizing. It needs to be improved. But leaving it, in my humble view, leaving it is probably not the right way to go, because all those guys in all those other countries can now take it out on us.
Okay, wait a minute. Did you say your humble opinion?
Yeah, sorry, that was a slip-up. I'm being polite because there are some ladies in the studio. I am trying to behave in a more civilized
way. Okay, just wanted to make sure that's what you said. Keep going. Yeah, go ahead.
He got out of the wrong side of the bed today, didn't he?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, keep going.
James, with Brexit, I mean, the coverage of it in America is that it really came down to the refugees. And I visited, I've talked about it a lot on this program, I visited the Czech Republic last year in October when the Syrian refugee issue was really hot. And I know that the vibe in the Czech Republic was, look, we don't want people telling us how many refugees that we have to take in. We don't want that. And there was this real, people started taking it, really.
Well, I'm surprised at the Czech Republic, to be honest with you. Hello?
In what way?
No, okay. Because they should know about refugees going back to the Second World War. I'm slightly embarrassed about my countrymen, and I've said this on the radio a lot. You know, there are, forget Brexit for a moment, because a lot of idiots actually thought that was going to get rid of foreigners, because there is a lot of racism in the world at the moment. You're experiencing it in America. We've got a bit of it over here. And people are people. This is a problem. I might be considered to be extremely right-wing, but I think I'm I'm the voice of reason. I'm the voice of reason.
Of course you are.
There are people who are dying in the streets. There are children who are being bombed, and they are wanting to get away. And the same thing happened in the Second World War, but we took in all those people who were being attacked by Hitler, and now we see a similar situation when poor people try to get a better life or they try to escape bombing. We're not being very charitable, are we? I mean, with the best will in the world, it might not be a very nice place to live in middle America, and it might be fairly poor, and some people might say it's even a third world country in the middle of America, but it's not as bad as living in Syria or anywhere else in the Middle East, or maybe living in some of these African countries where the dictators and the despots continue to shoot and maim each other. I mean, we've not really learned very much, have we?
Well, under the circumstances, yeah. I mean, there's so much here. We gotta move on because you realize being a radio host is the thing called a clock that requires us to move into other areas. But I think you've hit a nerve here that both of our countries share. But there's a responsibility that goes far deeper than that. This is a long conversation, which is hard to have under this circumstance. But the next time we have a chat, we ought to dig around. This would be interesting. Maybe we should talk again next week after Ms. May has been here and talked to Donald Trump, and then we'll see what the Brits have to say about that. James Whale is a talk radio personality. He's heard every day on the National Talk Sport Network in England. It's now 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, James.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here, where they focus on Samsung and what causes the kaboom. Coming right up, our Tech Talk program is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Visit the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through February the 28th and learn more about their ultimate mileage warranty. It is unlimited. And other exceptional offers, Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud-a-roo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to what Samsung says is the reason their, what is it, Samsung 7, is that what they call it? The Samsung?
The Galaxy Note 7.
Galaxy.
Yeah, the exploding phones.
Yeah, what's the scoop on that?
Well, you know, it's funny, because I remember, Doug, just a few days ago, you said, did they ever say why they exploded? And it turns out, you asked, and you shall receive, that Samsung has finally admitted why the Galaxy Note 7 phones exploded. It turns out that it was, there was no insulation tape between the battery and the little cover of your phone, and so it was basically faulty placement of the electrodes, and it got so hot that with friction, it would, as you use your phone more, that's what would cause it to spark and then explode. And a lot of tech writers aren't really buying this. There were a lot of things yesterday in the press about this, saying essentially Samsung just rushed this to the market to beat the Apple phone. Mm-hmm. And that's why if they had tested it properly, they would have known. And so I think this is probably going to lead to some lawsuits now. This,
really?
I think so, because they're essentially admitting fault. So not great news for Samsung. But again, as we've been saying, Samsung is certainly not going anywhere as a company.
No. All right. So now there's some news from Hulu as to downloading of movies. I don't know. This is how confusing I find all this. I don't know whether I have Hulu or I don't have. I know I got Netflix, but I don't know if I have. I think I have Hulu, but I don't know if I have Hulu.
Well, you definitely have a Hulu app that's preloaded into your smart TV, your new TV. So technically you have access to Hulu. I don't know if you have an account or not. Hulu and Netflix, very, very similar. Hulu now following in the footsteps of Netflix, allowing you to download TV shows and movies so that you can take them with you and watch them offline. And Netflix had, they were the first ones to do this last fall, and it's a big, very popular feature for Netflix users, and so Hulu wants to capitalize on that as well. Essentially, if you want to see, if you want to binge watch your favorite show on the plane, and if you don't want to use the Wi-Fi, you can preload your tablet or your laptop and watch your shows on Hulu.
Can I do it on an iPad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been watching, actually. You'd be proud of me. I found out how to use the GoGo app, the Wi-Fi app on American, and last week I used my iPad and watched a couple of movies on that.
Huh. How was the speed? I've heard some complaints about
GoGo. I didn't notice anything. I didn't find any fault with it. It took a long time to get it.
Okay.
No, I didn't have any blips at all. But it took a while to get it. But once I got it, it was fine, actually.
Good. You're a tech mogul these days.
Oh, man, am I ever. Woof. I'm really humming along in the technology department. That's for sure. Okay. Tech Talk time. 59 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug on the air.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.